Lonnie, do you mind if we ask questions before going to you, or was yours on this point?
I had questions on the agenda.
Okay. Why don't we take those, and then we'll come back to Lydia's point.
I don't need answers, but we can work that out at some other point. But the issue of consent items for a calendar.
Right.
And then there's the issue of there's certain action items that will be before the board. You know, I will be bringing them. And I'm wondering if there's any way we can, attach to the agenda proposed action items. I know we're talking about budget changes that several stations are requesting.
Okay. That's a very good point. We've got several sections. We've got an hour of new business, but a lot of that is going to be some stuff for the board. I would think the best thing to do would be to try and expand a bit of the section on the management reports, maybe try and expand it by half an hour. We might be able to get some of that time back because we have some time back from the election of affiliate delegates. That gains us 45 minutes on Friday night. So maybe we can move something around and pry open another half hour for any motions to come out of management recommendations.
Have 4 hours on committee reports on Saturday morning. And
yeah, so we
may... And consideration of motions is a part of that time if you look at it.
Right. So let's come back to this because I think Lydia. We need to address Lydia's question. Then we'll come to this. Is that all right? with respect to Lydia's thing, Lydia, I just have a question, which is, you know, Thursday. Realistically, the question is whether you're going to be able to get attendance. And so you had also talked about. I think it would be easier to maybe have an extended session on Thursday and videotape it, and then have something like a 45-minute session at the end of the meeting. The only problem with that being the way we tend to extend and extend and extend and extend, and then everybody's got to rush.
No, the point is not to have a lecture about STV voting. No one gets it when you mm-hmm. just talk to people. You physically have to have ballots in hand and personally go through an STV mm-hmm. election. That's the only way you're going to learn it, is to literally do that. So, you know, that's what you need the time for. I mean, we talked about this at the PMB meeting. Nobody seems to want to hear it, but, you know, we just wasted hours and hours on WPSW. Had some of the folks been able to hand count those ballots, they never would have left the premises. This would not be an issue, and you can't just keep putting it off.
Could we solicit from each station signal area somebody who would commit to attending that on Thursday?
Mary Berg, can I speak to that?
Go ahead.
Well, the problem that I see, I totally 100-some-odd% agree with Lydia on this. It's just been really frustrating. The people who will come, I will come. I already understand the thing thoroughly. Probably Richard Phelps might come. He understands it pretty well, too. The only people who are going to come are the people that know it already because we're passionately interested to see that everybody knows this. So having one person from each station isn't going to work.
Well, this is why I wanted it, you know, during the actual PMB.
I know. I would love that.
Can I make a comment?
Before, but that's not, the agenda just doesn't allow for it. So
I had a suggestion, a thought. It's just a brainstorming thought. Would it be possible to have a session? Would it be possible to have the session on Thursday and a condensed, really, you know, just you can have a sort of demo on this. There was a video film that's out that's 8 minutes long. That's really good. You could have like a half hour even, or something that we could put in the actual meeting time to train people in some manner where they're all there and they have to be there. Maybe that's
well. Let's hear from Greg and then Lydia can respond.
My response is really to Lydia's assumption that if people understood the voting process, there would have been no problems in Washington, and I think that's a highly questionable assumption. Okay. Having been in Washington, I don't really think that the election is ultimately what this is about. But I support the idea of having the training, but I think if you think that's going to resolve the problem, I would think you need to really look at that a little more closely.
Well, it would have resolved a lot of it.
I think what Greg is saying is it would have resolved the form in which it came to us, but the disputes are actually deep.
Well, that's true, they are. Right?
But anyhow, Lydia, what would you like to recommend as a motion?
I already did. I mean, I think it's a bad deal anyway, but at least if people are sufficiently motivated to do it, if they can show up on Thursday and you guys work out this you know, this token time, because it's not substantive. I object to it not being incorporated, given that I raised it so long ago, just like I raised all my bylaws amendments. But that's, you know, you'll have to tell me next where those go to.
Well,
Saturday morning.
Okay, there's about 6 to 8.
No. Between 9 and 1.
No, I mean, there are about 6 to 8 amendments.
Oh, and then Sunday morning as well.
Okay.
Now, I was talking about having both, the Thursday and this other little session.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm, you know, you guys can work out the time. I'm just saying we need a chunk of time. And
okay, I understand.
I just wanna,
we'll go back
I just
over
wanna,
this
you know,
feel.
Register my discontent with the... with continuing to forget.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Diddle.
What about
Ray?
I don't care where you stick it. You guys work it out. It's really too late. You've forgotten it this long. Keep continue.
Go ahead, Ray. Yes.
Yeah. If the schedule is really loaded, I mean, personally, I'd be willing to. I consider organizing something like that locally. I mean. So with the advantage, the problem was that it might not happen in some areas, that's true. The advantage, you would involve not only the national board members, you also involve all the local board members, maybe.
May I ask a question? What if, I mean, I hear that idea. I think that Lydia's point was having a team that would do it uniformly for everybody. But what about the idea of doing a couple of these things concurrently? For example, we have sections on the thematic discussion. Might it be possible to run... two things concurrently, both of them are being recorded, so that we could have some people attending one and the other people attending other, and so as a body, we get to all of it?
Yeah, whatever you guys want to work out, I'm just throwing it out there because it's been out there for months. So.
Okay.
Mary Berg, could I speak to that?
Go ahead.
I think that'd be fine. I think those, but I don't think the STV ought to be one of them because that's kind of interactive, but I certainly think that there are other presentations that could be done that way. When it's mainly a matter of a presentation, I think that would be a great idea, as long as we're sure to have them recorded and we could listen to them later. I would really welcome that.
And I'd be attending the interactive one.
Well, we'd do that, but I mean, I know my what I'm saying, Lydia, is that
yes,
that not be one of the session on STV. I'd like, in addition to a longer session, which I really would welcome, and some would come, to have. At least something, preferably the whole 4 hours. But if we can't do that, then something where they all have to be there for it. And then the interactive ones, we might gain more time for the STV by doubling up on two other things in the way that Dave suggested.
May I ask another question? We adjourn at 8:30 on Saturday night. My understanding is there is an event on Friday night. Might it be possible to do something from like 9 to 11 on Saturday night? Or is that just too hardcore?
No.
Not
9 to 11 p.m.?
Yeah. Okay, Greg and I will go back and we will rework this having incorporated.
Yeah, let's not do it here.
Okay? If
patronize me and move on.
You and me, Lydia, I'm with you there.
Okay, as to Lonnie's things, Lonnie, I'm also seeing other sections of this on other motions on Sunday. We have 45 minutes for other motions. We can take what you're discussing into account and work up a proposal rather than do it here on the call. Would that be acceptable to you? Hello?
Hello?
Lonnie?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. So I think we need to move the agenda because we are behind schedule.
I'm turning into a pumpkin here.
Okay, yes, and Ray's turning into a pumpkin.
it's too late in the year for that.
And his wardrobe does not match.
Very good, Ray.
Okay,
off,
so
man.
So we're going to now, if there's a motion to adjourn to the executive session, we will reconvene at the number that I circulated to the committee.
Okay.
Well, what about me, guys?
What about
you? Yolanda.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're there.
You were not there when we had your discussion.
Okay. Well, since you're here, let us please hear from you.
Okay.
go ahead. I mean, the discussion was around what sorts of things you would be presenting to us, and anything else you want to tell us about the work you've done to prepare the training session. We should say that we voted to recommend the recommendation of Dr. Better as the trainer. But having said that, please share with us whatever you have for us.
And also...
And to extend the time.
6 hours of training at a minimum.
6 hours?
Of the race and nationality training, yeah.
Okay. So it's race and nationality training, okay.
At a minimum.
Okay. Well, my agenda isn't together because Greg and I decided that we were going to work on this after this meeting here to make sure that we are on the same page with you all as what you would be expecting from me.
Okay.
So, okay.
But if you could just talk about the kinds of things that you would like to see presented and any other information you might have for us.
In your opening, in what you would present yourself in the morning.
Okay. Well, I would like to go over the things that I've been doing in the past 6 months as of being an employee of Pacifica, which I know some of you have seen some of the handouts, but you really don't have a clue on what those handouts mean, maybe. I would like to go in depth with those items. I would like to talk about future training that I will be doing at the station.
Hello?
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 I think she got...
Is Dave on the call?
I am.
Okay.
I am. Yolanda.
Hello?
Hi, there you are.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Something happened.
Going in and out here. Things of that nature is what I would like to present to you all. The future, what I see, my HR position... the direction that I think the HR department should be going as far as getting all the stations to communicate, speak the same language as much as possible, because right now we are in different areas of the world when it comes to our HR department. Just bringing the GMs and business managers together on one accord and just making us consistent as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And how much time and how much of this is going to be presentation as opposed to a back and forth discussion? What do you see us doing?
90 minutes.
Okay. In the original agenda we saw about 60 minutes, because I guess you're going to also be meeting with the administrative council. Is 60 minutes manageable?
Sure.
Okay.
And how much of the 60 minutes is actually you talking? How much of it is question and answers?
Half and half.
Okay.
Right.
This is Ray. Can I have a question there? So this is completely outside of the realm of the... This is just an introduction of maybe catching up something we should have been doing already. With what we should know, your vision, what's happening, in administrative terms. But it's not directly connected to what's to follow immediately in terms of race and nationality and or does that include, implementation, this as a training in terms of material being made available to staff and so on, and or other personnel?
Yolanda, do you want to respond to that?
It wasn't quite clear to me. I'm sorry.
Can you repeat it, Ray?
Well, my question was, is this strictly administrative, or is some of it going to include some implementation besides the training of some of the race and nationality items, such as materials being made available, and whatever you would do to make sure that there's follow-up and so on? And I'm assuming... maybe ways to test to see the effectiveness of the training and so on.
Right. Well, we know with the whole diversity thing, we won't go away scholars the first time. So I know this is going to be some follow-up, both in whoever we choose, I guess it will be Dr. Better, as you said. I would like to work with her in connection to group what I'm doing with hers so that we can do a follow-up and we can... have this as an ongoing process.
Did that answer your question, Ray?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Was there also a part of your question that asked, is some of what she's going to be presenting specific to the questions that are going to be before us in the race and nationality discussion, as opposed to more general questions of HR conduct?
I think.
Yeah, I guess after the answer to be no. But go ahead, you're right. That's it. You want to clarify that?
Yes. No and yes.
Now I don't know which order we asked
in.
Yeah, so is the answer that basically what you're going to be doing is an HR overview that it may touch on these other issues of race and nationality, but it's not fundamentally about that question as it relates to HR questions?
Right, because I see diversity training for the stations different than it will be for diversity with you all.
And will you be addressing possible approaches for doing such
yes.
training from an HR standpoint at
yes.
the stations?
Yes.
Great.
I'll show you what I'm putting together, you know, to pass out to the stations.
Okay. That sounds really good. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Well, I apologize for the amount of time we made you stay up waiting to talk to us, but I think it was very helpful to hear that.
That's fine. I have enough duty, so I don't need all that sleep.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right,
I agree.
On.
That's
well,
great.
Yeah. I look forward
to
seeing you in L.A. And is there anything else you want to add before you go?
Well, I just look forward to working with you all and being more present when I can.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Yolanda.
All right.
Thanks.
We'll see you in the
thanks
couple
a lot.
Of weeks.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Okay, so now, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn you into executive session.
Okay, so if there's no objection, then we'll do that. And the phone number to call was in the email you were sent earlier this evening.
Deb Shafton?
Okay.
Yes. Deb, I'm going to call you and confirm that number.
Okay.
And I'll come on.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.